We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Tzadi Aleph, the bottom of the page. There are things in this world that when you see them, they seem good. Some things are pleasant to the spirit. Some things are pleasant in their taste. There are things in this world that are nice. They're amenities. They're pleasant. They're not there to stave off hunger. But a person naturally desires them. A lollipop, a candy. There are a lot of things that you like, even though they're not there because you're hungry. Just taste good. It's you don't desire them like people are hungry and thirsty for bread and water. But you, just like people who are hungry and thirsty like bread and water, so too other people are happy when they get these things. And if not for this desire, then no one would relegate any importance to these things. You come to a wedding, you see this cake, 7-layer with all the fluff and everything. You see it and you want it. Why? What a cake. It's only a special cake because you like it, because it tastes good. There's no real benefit from it. The reason we say, this is something valuable, we give it value because we desire it. But if you thought about it, really there's nothing intrinsically valuable about that cake. High in cholesterol, saturated fat, what's good about it? It destroys your teeth. It's not good for the digestive system. We had a siyum in yeshiva, and they brought cake, and everyone who ate the cake swore that it caused them stomach trouble. But everyone kept eating from the cake. You know, for 3 days straight, they had leftovers from that cake, but it was a very yummy cake. So everyone ate from it, even though they knew that after they'd eat it, it would take them a few hours for their digestive system to calm down. Wow. What?
No, it's just digestive. Wow.
So that's what, and it was interesting because each one would warn the other guy, you don't want to do that. But then they themselves would take. So why do we give things importance? Because we like it, because it tastes good. And because a person desires it, so then he gives it value, like the bread that he needs because he's hungry, that he really needs. There are things that we really need, there are things that we want, but we want them so badly that we give them as much importance as what we need. So these things, so to speak, sustain our soul, because we desire them, and that's why we make the blessing. God created us with life, and the things that we need in order to live, chesronam are the things that you need to live, plus all the other things that God gave us, that give us life. Now, the other things are things you don't need. They're just things you like. So that's we make a blessing. That's the borei nefashos. That's why we make this blessing on both. Notice you make the blessing on water. You need water. You also make the blessing on apple juice, orange juice, chocolate. You make the blessing on the things you need and also on the things that you don't need. Because to our mind, we need them. In our minds, there are things that we'd have a hard time doing without. You ask a guy why he puts jam on his bread. There's no real reason other than because it tastes good.
So then why don't we make brachot on the medicine?
The bracha is over the joy of the palate. If you don't have a joy of the palate, so you don't make a bracha. It has to have what?
Well, if it's a tasty medicine, it's a little like
Thursday night. Mitzvah Shem. Omnam, ze levado ba'olam hazeh asher hu omed al matzav ne'eman. There's one thing which is a constant, which you'll never have enough of, and that is things that have a good smell. You don't really ingest. You take something that smells good. You're not eating it. You're smelling it. And even though the fruit or the spice stays external to the person, the person has benefit from it. He enjoys it. You're not really missing anything. When you come and smell something that smells good, you if you're just coming and enjoying something. It's a pleasure that's unnecessary. You don't walk around saying, let me have a sniff of that perfume. Let me have a sniff of that that spice. But when you do smell it, you enjoy it. I think today very common thing is people like the smell of coffee. You don't find people saying, I got to go to that coffee shop to smell the coffee. You say, I want to go buy a coffee to drink a coffee. I enjoy the coffee when I smell it. But no one says, I want to go smell it. Here we smell angel's bread, right? So you hear people talking about Kriyat Moshe, where you smell angel's bread in the morning. Wake up nice and early, you can smell all the fresh bread. Okay, no one comes here to smell the bread. But when they're here, they enjoy it. So there are things, smell is something which that you enjoy, but you don't feel like you're missing it when you don't have it. And that's why our sages said that a good smell is 1/60th of the world to come. It's something that the soul benefits from, like it does in the world to come. And that's on the lowest level of the Garden of Eden. This idea that there are things you enjoy that you don't feel like you're missing without them, but you enjoy them nonetheless. Yeah.
Yeah, was just on this topic, there's like a famous Arab, I guess leader or king or something like that. He's some sort of high official. I think he's like from the royal Saudi family. And he's famous for being a man of the fragrance. And at one time, he was the largest purchaser, the largest single purchaser of cognac, I think they call it, in the world. And that was his pleasure, which he became known for.
Cognac.
Cognac, yeah.
Drink cognac?